When I asked a biographer for his best advice, he said, "I'm very, very organised." My second best piece of advice came from a curator. He said, "It's more important to get it done than to get it right." I have become very, very organised. I get it done. I rather perversely love both pieces of advice, partly because they go against the grain of so much advice on how to write. Writing gurus usually say the opposite. Don't worry about getting it done, just get it down. Raid your mind for ideas. Write a page a day. Don't censor yourself. That kind of thing. Embrace the chaos. For non-fiction, you can't do anything chaotically. It doesn't work. You have to be organised from the word go. Or at least, once you've had what I call the initial hunch. For example, I bet Gwen John was not the quiet, reclusive and restrained person at all, really. I bet she was dynamic, unruly, and had to really work at being reserved. That was my starting point for my biography of Gwen John. But then you have to get businesslike, especially if you're writing about a dozen intertwined lives spanning a period of 26 years, as I was when I wrote about the Impressionists. The organising of notes into notebooks, then computer files, the comparing and cross-referencing, the searching and researching, the always taking down the full reference because just when you need it, you will suddenly have no idea where you got it from. All that has to remain under control. If it isn't, the thousands of pieces will never yield up a picture. There comes a point when the narrative has to flow. At that stage, you have to shed pieces you assumed would be vital. What might look like your first draft is probably about your seventh. It all feels like balancing a pile of needles on your brain. If anyone were to remove even one needle, the whole structure would collapse, your brain along with it. Not that I wish to put anyone off writing biography, of course. To stay sane, I imagine a couturier doing first the sketches, then the pattern cutting, draping and fitting onto the dummy, then the intricate tailoring, the painstaking integration of thousands of tiny sequins. One sleeve, one chapter, one scene, one character is always hell. You can't do without it, but you can't get it to fit. You just have to keep tearing it out and putting it back in again. All done under a kind of regulated pressure because it has to be ready for the show. Remember, the most important thing is to get it done. That is because it will never be indisputably right. There is no such thing. As you work, you discover any number of tantalising, fascinating, infuriating ways of getting it wrong. Getting it done means being decisive and patient, vigilant and meticulous, determined not to go too far wrong, and very, very organised.